Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 56. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81. Breezy with a southwest wind around 18 miles per hour with gusts as high as 36 miles per hour. And in the news, Badger Care Plus recipients would no longer be automatically re-enrolled in the public health care system, and the state would never reconsider their status every 6 months under a proposed GOP-authored bill currently circulating in the Wisconsin State House. That, according to a report shared with the nearly noon news by Wisconsin Public Radio. Under a federal state of emergency declared in March 2020, federal law prohibited states from disenrolling people from Medicaid programs. The proposed Wisconsin bill argues that sharpening eligibility requirements will save the state money by removing people from the program who do not need it. If it passes the legislature, it is unlikely to be signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has repeatedly advocated for Badger Care expansion. Under the Federal Affordable Care Act, Badger Care expansion would bring additional federal dollars into the state and cover more people. The proposal comes days after Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly backed a non-binding referendum that said able-bodied and childless adults must look for work in order to receive public benefits. It also comes as the COVID-19 state of emergency is being phased out. Enrollees will have to re-enroll over the next 18 months, and national figures suggest more than 14 million Americans could lose their coverage during this transition. Again, information for this report comes with permission from WPR Online News. Two GOP lawmakers began circulating legislation that would allow school employees with a concealed carry license to carry a firearm on school grounds. Under the bill, the school board would have to approve allowing employees with such licenses to have a gun on the premises. Representative Scott Allen, a Republican from Waukesha, and Senator Corey Tomczyk, a Republican from Mosinee, wrote in a co-sponsorship memo circulated Monday that they drafted the bill at the request of the Germantown School Board. It comes amid a string of school shootings nationally. The reality is that schools are often soft targets for those looking to do harm. The Republicans wrote, "The knowledge that no one on the premise has the firepower to stop them emboldens bad actors. Parents are rightly asking for action to ensure the safety of their students," end quote. That, according to a report from WisPolitics Online. State and federal law bar people from having a firearm in a school, on school grounds, or within 1,000 feet of school grounds, with some exceptions. One, under federal law, includes those with concealed carry licenses issued by a state that requires a background check before obtaining a permit. State law doesn't include a similar exception and generally bans permit holders from having a weapon within 1,000 feet of a school. Again, information for this report came in part from WisPolitics. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.